Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin Masevich. I'm one of the diners that normally joins all our wonderful listeners and regular people who gather at the table for the Transformation Cafe. We thank you for checking in with us, and we're looking forward to just a wonderful night. Tonight we're going to be having some grapes, so that sounds really lovely. So hopefully Miss Kathy can get us up to speed. And Kathy will also be at the switchboard tonight, so if any of you would like to get into our chat room with the blog readyradio.com, go ahead and do /Transformation Cafe, and you'll be able to get in the chat room. And any kind of questions or things you guys want to talk about, just go ahead and let us know, and we'll love to be able to have you come aboard. And again, the number to go ahead and get into the switchboard is 646-727-3206. So, Kathy, how are you tonight, girl?
I am fabulous. Woohoo! I am
totally
learning so much. Pardon?
I said, I knew that.
Oh, yeah, that's no secret, huh? Woohoo! And every day I walk into the office, there's two guys sit right by the door, and they go, oh, you came back again. And I go, I always say, yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. Blow them a kiss, and off I go.
Oh, she's blowing kisses and out. Out she goes. There we go. Okay,
you
that's bet. Cool.
Hey, I got a big hug from some guy today, a guy at work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We might have to. That sounds like a sofa waiting to happen. We'll have to do the check-in on that.
Fun place to
What's
work.
Going on with the big hugs? I know. And our wonderful announcer for our intros and all that is Miss Gloria. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderfully well. It's so good to be here this evening.
Yeah, we're so glad that you joined us. And as always, we have our wonderful Mr. Jamie. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good. You want to introduce yourself?
What's that? My name is Jamie Trujillo. I'm a friend of Robin's from high school. I'm a tattoo artist. Have a shop in Seattle called Como. And I like to think I apply the psychic armor.
Okay. We were checking in right before the show, and Jamie came on saying he's surviving, and I said, oh no, we're thriving. So we're wanting to send light and love onto the planet, and on light and love onto our conversations. The Transformation Cafe is all about just getting together, talking about current events and different trends and things that are happening on the planet, and seeking to come from a very light and spiritual perspective. That's what we're all about. So again, we encourage anyone who's listening in and wants to give their perspective on that, we'd love to have you join us and just pull a chair up to the table and we'll get noshing on it. So, Kathy, can you let us know where we are tonight for our diners and what we've got for some choices for the menu?
Well, we're in Long Beach at La Creperie Cafe. And, you know, I was looking at the appetizer menu, and what it is it's a bohemian bistro. And they have escargot ones for appetizers. Shall we order some of them?
Are they
going to
crawl away?
No.
Oh, the garlic butter.
Salad. Fresh parsley with sliced baguette for dipping.
Okay. Well, you know, if I have a little, I always want a little baguette for my escargot. So there you go.
There you have it.
Bread is good.
I have a really bad day for that.
A whoopee basket, did you say?
I said I have a really bad joke up for that one.
Oh yeah, okay, let's hear it.
Go ahead.
I have to contribute this to my mother. There was this little red car that just wanted to this little snail that just wanted to go really fast. He would watch all of his friends drive up and down the road, and you know, and they were speeding along, and he went to the new car dealership, and he bought a little red car, and he had this little red sports car, and he was just tooling along, and everybody, no matter where he went, they would say, look at that little escargot.
Okay, and on that note, let's take one. Okay, crunch. Okay.
I'm sure I told that with a lot to laugh, but, you know. I think it's the yummy salad.
We're getting the yummy salad and the escargot. That's all good. Okay. So and we want to make sure we have room for the main entree because they have some just delicious crepes. All different kinds of combinations
located?
For things like that. This is in Long Beach.
Oh.
Long Beach, California.
Woohoo.
Yeah, Long Beach, California. So this week for me has been so interesting because anybody who's been watching the skies, especially I know for in California, we have been having some of the most magnificent sunrises and sunsets that I think I've ever seen in my life. And, I mean, the only thing I can compare it to is some of the ones they really have in Hawaii. So I just wanted to see if any of you guys has been catching some of the beautiful sunrises and sunsets we've been having.
Tonight was especially nice.
Here we
go. From the bus, and it was very orange and tangerine and pink, and yeah.
Ooh,
I did happen to notice it though.
Yeah, one thing I love about Hawaii is the couple times that I was there that it's very very traditional for people right before sunset, about 15, 20 minutes before sunset, they all just kind of park out where they can't see the sunset, and everybody sits there and enjoys the sunset. It's just a really nice, just cultural thing that everybody just stops for a few minutes and enjoys the sunset. So it's just
I think that would be
a wonderful thing. Huh?
Well, isn't it, don't you already do that?
No, but that, you know what, I'm getting into the habit now where I kind of check out the skies before I go, and I think, I'm starting to think of all these places where I could really enjoy the sunset, because you know, I want to be up a little bit higher so I can get the longer viewing, you know how that goes. But the other day we had these really interesting thunderstorms that went through, and my daughter Katie and I were coming back from taking one of her friends home from school, and we actually just parked the car because we had a double rainbow on one side of us, and on the other side the clouds every 2 or 3 minutes they were totally changing colors and all that with the sunset. It was just so surreal. Yeah, there were blue, purple clouds, and at one point there was drizzle happening, and the drizzle, the rain looked like it was green. It was just so interesting, and it wasn't like it was weird. It was weird, but it wasn't like, ew, it's turning green. It was more just all these just, it was almost just so magical to watch all the different colors and things like that. I was so glad she was with me, because if I would have come home and just talked about it, she'd have been, Mom, I don't think you're, you've been eating some mushrooms or something, and I'm like, no.
I'm
happy to have her with me to share on and just seeing things from a different perspective. So I really invite any of our listeners to join the table and let us know if there's anything that you've been seeing. And the other day, too, I was taking a delivery, and I had an older couple walk by me, and the older lady was looking up in the sky and looking at the sky, so you could tell that she had been really mindful about that, too, because she was just really wanting to look up and see what was going on with the clouds and things like that. So I thought that was kind of interesting, too. I think it's a way of us, you know, who are kind of on just a different wavelength of recognizing that things are changing, especially when we're connected to the earth and looking at the colors and things, how these natural things are just changing. You know, weather and sunsets, sunrises, cloud formations and stuff that I've just never seen in my life before. Very interesting.
Jamie, in Washington, do you see a lot of rainbows?
Well, I guess when it's just right with you, there's not really, the rain here isn't like big storms and, where I'm at, I know north of me is a convergent zone where there is a lot more weather as far as the clouds and the rain and everything. Once in a while you'll see a really good rainbow, but again, it hasn't been raining that much where it's, where the sun is filtering through, but you definitely see them once in a while. What I was going to mention was that I think that Jupiter was still kind of hanging around as close as possible as it will for a while, and I think people were mistaking it for UFOs. In fact, they had a couple of calls for that Again, we don't really get the clear like nights up here like
right.
down there. So, yeah.
Right.
But
yeah, they told me that skies. Yeah, they told me the skies were blue in Washington, and then I quickly found out they weren't.
Definitely, in some parts it's a lot bluer. Like over here, though, I mean, a lot of cloud. I mean, today was fairly nice, though. I must admit.
Good.
Yeah,
for somebody
very good.
Who lived in Southern California to hear 100% chance of rain every day for 3 months was quite a shock.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Well, you know, and another thing to consider when they have those clouds kind of hanging out, you know, they're talking about the UFOs. I've always seen heard and seen rumors that, you know, the UFOs like to hide in the clouds. There you go.
Right.
Just to say, they're not out there like hiding out kind of thing, you know. Kind of following the cloud formation. There you go.
And the other thing I looked up there.
Cloud formations that are UFO shaped, but they aren't UFOs in them, right?
Oh.
Well, we don't know. They might be in
don't
there.
Know.
They might be hiding out. You, the UFO could be creating the cloud so it can cover it. Be basically
and,
in
and
the,
we're
you know,
not we're not
cloaked,
a UFO
cloaked in the cloud.
Like
yeah,
UFO
cloud in the cloud mass.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. What do they call? I'm trying to think what they call that in Star Trek when they basically did their cloaking. There you go. That's always interesting. So, okay, cool. So, Gloria, you haven't seen anything. Gloria was really cute the other day because when we had all those thunderstorms and stuff come through, she had been sharing with me that she had been listening to a soundtrack that was Rain and Thunder.
Wow.
And then she goes home and then she wakes up the next morning and she's got all this rain and thunder around her. And I said, I have you to thank for all this weather, huh? Yeah.
Well, then I went to the
go,
bank.
Gloria.
Then I went to the bank the next day and I was sharing uh-huh. with them, you know, that I had really wished for the rain and the thunder and I was experiencing it vicariously as I was listening to this CD and it happened. And I was joking that you had, you know, called me a little manifester. And I said, you know, I could really use some more. I'm going to go listen to the rain. And I went back to the bank yesterday. She goes, so, she said, you listened to the CD again, didn't you?
You know, and then you look at her and you go, thoughts become things. Thoughts become things.
Yeah.
There you go. So
I hope for that.
Yeah. Know it,
yes,
feel
yes,
it, thanks. Have it. Da-da-da-da. Know it. Feel it, have it, da 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 da. Know it, feel it, have it, da 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 da. Know it, feel it, have it. Know it, feel it, have it. You have to imagine it first. Know it, feel it, have it. And then spirit creates it. Know it, feel it, have it. Step into it. Know it, feel it, have it. Do 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 do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Katie. That was Katie singing one of Kathy's jingles. She has her jingles that she's been developing, and we thank her for that. That's wonderful. So we've got a special date coming up this weekend. We've got 10-10-10 on Sunday.
10-10-10.
So 10-10-10. And in numerology, 10 is raising to the new level of a new beginning at a new level. So I was just wondering if any of you guys wanted to talk about the 10-10-10 kind of thing. There's been a little bit of conversation going on in the metaphysical world about different kinds of changes and things like that. And with all the solar activity that's been going on, they're talking about a new level of energy that's supposed to be coming in this weekend. So a lot of it's just taking a lot of good self-care of yourself and might have a little bit of aches and pains with stuff with the solar flares and stuff like that. So, you know, just being mindful for yourself and others and just kind of keeping an eye on your mood to just be kind of mindful and, you know, let things keep light and fun and happy and laugh at yourself and laugh at other people, recognizing that it's just something that's moving through. You don't necessarily need to do much more than that about it. Just recognize it's on a simple level. So anybody else want to talk about that?
Well, we're all slimy. I like numbers. I usually, I've been, the 10-10-10 thing, well, that's a really good combination.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a very good combination. So, Kathy, do you know any more about that?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. Here we go.
There was also something about this month having the equal amount of Saturdays and Sundays and Fridays, or five, I think. Saturdays and Sundays that won't ever happen again for like 800 years or something.
Wow.
So it's like a five-five-five thing, huh?
Could be.
Yeah. Well, that goes right along with the 10. With the 10s and the 5s. That's pretty cool. So I'm looking at that for 5. Yeah. What does 5 mean? What's 5 in numerology? Does anybody know? I'm not totally up on the 5 thing.
Change. It means change.
Change. Okay. And the change to a new level. So there you go.
But 7 is change. I don't know what 5 is, but 7 is change.
7's not spiritual? Okay. Well, let me get out my iPhone, my wonderful iPhone.
No, it depends on what you're looking at, because I had a conversation I had a two-hour conversation last night outside of a grocery store with a gentleman from Slovakia.
Oh my goodness! Well, where else would you have a conversation with a guy from Slovakia? You know, if you're right outside the grocery store.
And he is a philosopher, and I believe he must be some sort of a holy man. I mean, he knew backwards and forwards, and he might have been a rabbi. I'm not certain, but it was an amazing and a very interesting conversation, and I have to say that 75% of that was him talking.
Wow.
You learned a lot.
And that was amazing by itself, because Gloria was, she was a part of that conversation, so that was amazing.
We were getting
okay.
So he also was mentioning that 7 was spiritual, so I guess it just depends on what you're looking at.
Okay. Well, that's all interesting.
I think there's different things.
Do we need to get some more escargot, or are we ready to switch to the main course here, guys?
Yeah, I'm hungry. I want crepes. Hey, here's one. Jumbo shrimp, sun-dried and plum tomatoes, wild mushrooms, shallots, and mozzarella cheese in a lobster basil cream sauce.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's good. What was it? There was that other one they were talking about. It was a prime rib one. What was that one?
Prime rib?
Wasn't there a prime rib one with mushrooms and stuff in it?
Oh, that was the di polo. The di polo. It has wild mushrooms, herbs, stiff province, and mozzarella with your choice of chicken, ham, or turkey in the sherry cream sauce. I've had that one before. It's to die for.
Hey, can you just say yes and have them bring all of it in there?
Of course. Why not?
Come on,
I don't want to choose. I just want it all. Yeah, just bring it all. Just bring it all to me. It's good. Yeah.
How about fresh sauteed spinach, feta cheese, tomatoes, caramelized onions, and olives in a vegetable broth?
That sounds good, too.
Yes.
It all sounds good. Okay, well we're just going to start. I think it's kind of, let's get a few crepes and everybody will just kind of take a couple bites of all the different crepes around. Yeah, we're just going to be packing those crepes. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Okay, so the other day I was looking online and they had this interesting article, and it was kind of, to me it was kind of funny, but it's the highest calorie breakfast items you can get at different restaurants. This is the worst restaurant breakfast in America.
Like 5,000 calories.
I know. Yeah. So number six is the worst breakfast beverage. It's the Starbucks Iced Peppermint White Chocolate Mocha with whole milk and whipped cream. It's 720 calories. And
talking about this before we order?
Yeah, I know, huh? This is stuff for breakfast, though. And it says, guess how many sugars it has? 103 grams of sugar. Ooh, that's where it's a little bit too much. Jamie's just like,
wow.
He doesn't even want
to
look at it. I
My
know.
Blood sugar
106
just went up
grams of sugar. Yeah, he's just like, woo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are the best things to eat for breakfast?
Well, some of the best things to eat for breakfast is they say that it's really good to start your day with fruit and nuts. Like a piece of fruit, or have like a regular juicy. I juice in the morning, so I would have like a juice that would have maybe apple and carrot and celery with a little bit of ginger and then sometimes I'll put some cabbage and stuff in that, drink that, and then I'll have like a big handful of just mixed raw, you know, uncooked nuts.
That sounds real good.
There you go. It's very good, and it really gets my energy going. And then about 2 or 3 hours later, I'm ready for a, kind of a mid-morning snack. Because it's best to eat like every, you know, you want to have about 5 or 6 little meals a day. And that's usually the way I like to practice that stuff. And then I'll usually have protein, like a hard-boiled egg with maybe some cheese or something like that. There we go.
So you get going, and then you have your hard-boiled egg.
Right, because the protein helps you to keep going, and proteins will stay with you for a long time. And if you could do kind of a mixed thing, that's good too, so like a good some vegetables with some kind of protein, either cheese or an egg or something like that with maybe some vegetables. That's a good snack to do too. So number 5 in the worst breakfast is the Cinnabon regular caramel roll, the pecan bun. It's 1,100 calories and 47 grams of sugar. So we're going down. That's the good news. Okay. So what do you have for breakfast, Miss Kathy?
What do I have for breakfast?
Uh-huh.
3 egg whites and something else, whatever else I can find.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what were you doing before when you had, like, a hard-boiled egg and a grapefruit?
Yeah, but now I'm having hard-boiled egg whites.
Just the yolk not having as much cholesterol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Jamie? What do you usually have for breakfast?
Who, me?
Yeah.
A little, like a couple of scoops of yogurt and some honey and some granola and mix that, or I'll have a banana. Or if I'm in a hurry, I'll have some Cheerios and some milk.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It doesn't vary, though.
Good.
So I'm pretty routine.
That's good. Well, your bodies are always happy with that kind of thing. So, number 3 in the worst.
I like your juicing, though. I think I might maybe try that.
You know what? I was actually listening to this name, a lady named.
You have to get a good machine, though, right?
You know, I have a. Let me look and see what this thing is called. I have a Prevail, P-R-E-V-I-L-L-E juicing machine. This thing I love. Because the top is so big, you can put a regular apple on the top of it.
And do you do anything
no,
with the
you don't have to cut
pulp
hardly
or
anything.
The mask or anything like that?
The pulping on the cage on this thing is very easy to pop off and clean. And
right.
I literally can juice in less than 5 minutes a day.
And it's and you can clean everything up and it's all ready to go.
Yeah, that's juicing and cleaning. I could do everything in 5 minutes.
Uh-oh.
I mean, literally.
Yep,
it's very, very easy. It is really great. And, you know, I just when you look at the amount of nutrients and stuff you can get for your body, and I have definitely seen an improvement in my eyesight because that's one thing. Every morning I make sure to put a few carrots in my juice. And the beta carotene is so important to have in there. So I've seen a difference in my eyesight. So it's definitely something good. But I was listening to a conversation with a woman who's written a book on Mother Nature. Her name's Elaine Wiskel. And she was talking about that, how they're having a whole new clinics are opening that are basically based in juicing and enemas, and then you're basically eating food that's been fully cooked so it's not hard in the body for it to break down and be able to get all the nutrients and stuff in the food. And people will go there for 2 to 3 weeks and just do this really intensive detoxing and cleaning the system, and within 2 months they're cancer-free.
I've heard that coffee enemas are used for that too.
Yeah, coffee enemas, and she was saying, depending on how intense you're going with your practice of for cleansing the system, some people are doing 2 or 3 enemas a day. I'm like, wow, that seems pretty intense. But, you know, if this is a clinic and you're basically under medical supervision when you're doing this stuff.
Right.
There's definitely a lot of good stuff out there. There's like the Whole Food Trucker, a guy that had diabetes, and he found out he had colon cancer, I think it was, and he had a high blood pressure. And he got 2 different juicers, and he was a trucker, so he always had one in his truck. He always had one in his car. And he'd stop at all these roadside mom-and-pop fruit and vegetable stands, and he was always buying fresh fruit and stuff like that. And he had the largest extension cord he could possibly have, so he could go and plug in his juicer someplace. And I think within 6 months, he no longer needed to be on his high blood pressure. He basically had gotten off his medications for diabetes, and I think within a year, he was cancer-free.
Wow.
Just from all the juicing. So the rule of thumb usually in juicing is if you've got cancers or some kind of imbalances in the system, you want green drinks. So a lot of dark vegetables and things like that. And if you're basically trying to really hype up the vitamins and stuff like that, you're basically having more colors and fruits and stuff like that. So there's two or three books out there that are really good on juicing that really can, they list a lot of different things you want to be doing for just health benefits, and they have recipes for all that kinds of stuff. So it's not that hard to get into, and once you're doing it, you definitely see the benefits. And I have a lot of people that have said that they really see a difference in their skin when they start juicing. So there you go. Okay, who knows if we're going to be that involved in juicing, but there you go. It's definitely helping everybody to be healthier and getting what you need and keeping it simple, so that's all good.
I mean, it can't hurt you, all right? I mean, I'm sure, as long as you...
I think the only thing to consider is I would go to your doctor and say, I'm planning on juicing, you know, are there any certain ones, combinations that you recommend? Because I think if you're diabetic, you have to be sensitive to the amount of sugars that you'd be getting from the fruits. But other than that, especially if you're doing vegetables and stuff, I don't think the vegetables would be a problem for you at all, because that's basically what their stuff is. So, but I mean, that's where it came from when it came to prairie medicine and just our regular things for being medicinal. All the fruits and vegetables and plant life coming on the planet, that's basically where we're getting all of our health. So being able to get that is organically and as fresh as possible definitely benefits the body. So there you go. Because that's interesting. They were actually talking about going into the school systems and looking at what these kids are being offered for their lunches. And
mm-hmm.
there was one example of this kid that was on Ritalin, and he had had, like, a cereal and a cookie and something else for breakfast.
Right.
And he was running around in the cafeteria at lunch saying, you know, can I have another cookie? And here he was on Ritalin basically to slow his body down when basically all he's been fed is sugar. So, you know, who's to say what a lot of these kids. And they were saying that Ritalin is only two molecules away from, what do they call that? Meth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Meth? Methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's basically speed. And
wow.
It affects the brain physiology so that it actually slows them down.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I believe that it's those two components that are missing that are the hallucinogenic aspects of it.
Right,
I
but
can't
it's basically
see
the same thing. Yeah,
the
they're saying in LA, in the LA area, they no longer sell Ritalin because a lot of addicts, if they can't get the meth, they'll try to get Ritalin instead. Because it gives them a similar effect. Yeah. So, just start juicing and get high on juice. It's good.
Right.
I don't think a lot of meth people would say, oh, yeah, I want the juice. I don't think that would happen, but that's okay. That's okay. So, the third worst breakfast sandwich is from Denny's.
Okay.
Yeah, the third. Denny's Grand Slam breakfast sandwich. Oh, my gosh. This is as bad as a McDonald's Big Mac, okay? 1,320 calories, and it's got 90 grams of fat, which isn't so bad, but the sodium is 3,070 milligrams of salt. Woo! Oh, my gosh. You'll definitely have to drink a lot of water after that and take a walk. And the worst breakfast in America, but, I mean, probably worth every bite. I'm sure it's worth every bite.
Mm-hmm.
It's, the Cheesecake Factory French Toast Napoleon.
Oh.
Three layers of French toast with cream cheese and strawberries and all kinds of wonderful things. 2,460 calories. There you go. So there you go. And it's got 1,769 grams of sodium. Ooh. So there you go. So anyway, you know, you get that and divide it out between about four other people and just kind of have a good thing. So, and then after that, it has a recipe for spinach and goat cheese scramble. There you go. So it's only 570 calories, and it's low in sodium and fat and all that good kinds of stuff. So spinach and goat cheese scramble with shiitake mushrooms. There you go. That must have been pretty tasty. Let's put some bacon on it. Okay, no.
Well, you can put bacon and cheese on everything.
Yeah,
that's
really.
What males do.
It's better with bacon. There you go. That's all good. So Well, we had such a good time last week with what we learned this week. I was going to see if anybody had a share that they had about what did you learn this week. Actually, the whole thing about the Ritalin with the meth, that's something that I learned this week that I wanted to share.
Yes, so. That's a good fact right there.
That is a good fact. So what did you learn, Jamie?
I'm sorry, I was drinking some milk. What did I learn this week? Well, I'm still learning patience, let's say that. Anything
okay.
new I have to learn about. But.
That's good. And it's a virtue.
Long
so you're working on that
curve.
Virtue. Good for you. Yeah. That's good. Excellent. Okay. How about you, Gloria? What did you learn this week? That you can make thunderstorms?
No, I knew I could do that.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I bet you've been doing that all your life, Gloria.
Yeah, she has.
Well,
she's going to make a little thunderstorms as she goes.
It's really amazing because there are so many things you can do. You can listen
yeah.
to a hawk, and if you want the wind to blow, just visualize hearing the scream of a hawk, and it makes the wind blow. And it's amazing
wow.
because the first time I experienced it, I was just listening to some Native American music. And then somebody
uh-huh.
pointed it out when I was at Lodge, or actually I was at a vision quest, and
uh-huh.
they were commenting because it was so hot. And they said, well, if you just want the wind, you know, listen, you know, for a hawk and hear the hawk in your mind. It was amazing. It worked, and I experimented with it all week.
Wow.
She kept making it wind. She kept making the wind. Wow. So there
you
go. Well, now we know.
You
know, so if it gets windy, we can.
That really sounded bad, Robin.
You got bracing wind.
Exactly.
I wasn't going to go there. I thought of that, but I wasn't going to go there. So, okay.
Well, you obviously
okay.
said it because I heard it while you were talking.
Okay, okay. We just have a tendency to go that direction, so that's okay. That's all fun. That's all fun.
So I have to say that I learned a lot in the two-hour conversation that I had last night with that person.
Uh-huh.
It really was an amazing experience to listen to this because – you know, here is somebody who is deeply entrenched in not so much the orthodox or the agnostic points of view,
mm-hmm.
but he knew, say, for example, he was a rabbi, and I don't
uh-huh.
know that for certain, but just talking to him, and he's discussing auras with me, and we're talking about how, you know, to have the end, you can't have Jesus come until, or I'm sorry, Yeshua. I was duly. I got my hand slapped a couple of times because I was not saying it correctly. It's Yeshua. It was quoted to me that, you know, if you say the name incorrectly, you're basically indicating a false god. And so
oh, wow.
I was given reference to the positions in the Bible, you know, verse and articles. It was amazing. And
mm-hmm.
he knew it backwards and forwards. And so it was really an interesting conversation to hear him talk about current events. And, you know, I asked him what he thought about our politics. And he initially had said that he really believed and that a lot of people outside of the country of America really see that Americans have a slave mentality. They have a slave mind. You know, they're told don't do this and they don't do that. They are told that something is and they believe it. They are so
mm-hmm.
quick to accept and to never question. And he said you see it so much when you're outside, which, you know, I've been outside a couple of times, and you can see it when you come back. And it's very disheartening. It's very challenging. And he was saying that, you know, there are two things when it comes to listening to the changes in the world. And he said, just remember, Yeshua will not come until the false prophet has been here. And so, you know, the false prophet still has to come before we can have these changes that are going on. And he was, you know, he was talking about money and how he actually gave an approximate date as to when the American economy is going to fail. and we're going to be devalued. Our money will be worth nothing here in the United States. And, you know, and he said, people asked him why he voted for, you know, the people that are in office. And he said, I want to help escalate the process.
Okay, so what do you share?
I'm just doing my share. Yeah, I'm just doing my share. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Gloria, what date?
What?
Yeah, what was the date?
Oh, I'm not going to say it online.
Oh, you can't leave us hanging now. Come on.
Yeah,
now.
You can't leave us hanging. Uh-oh.
No, I'm not going to say it on air.
Oh, just whisper it.
Just
play it backwards, and then we'll play the tape.
I get backwards. Yeah.
I could always just say wait and see.
We'll get reverse speech. We'll get some reverse speech going on. Okay, whatever that is. If you have reverse speeching, you know how to. You know what that's going to be now. So, okay. For those who didn't catch it the first time. Okay, there we go.
So I heard all about the false prophet tonight.
Wow. Okay.
Ooh.
So that was pretty cool. I also learned, that Christ, the word Christ is kind of an acronym, or it's the sounds of the first eight sounds of creation. That's what that means.
Christ is the first eight sounds of creation?
Yeah.
The like, word Christ.
It's not do, re, mi, fa, so, but it's ooh la, ooh, you know, it's the you know, the sounds that Judy Satori makes. The first eight is Christ, like ka ra la is ta, and that's where that comes from. It comes from sound. The Christ energy is that sound energy.
Well, first there was light, and then there was the word, and with word there comes sound.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting. How come they didn't say it that way? You know, first there was light, and then there was the word instead of saying there was sound.
You know,
totally changed everything. I think if people were looking for more from that perspective, instead of saying word.
But then the Elohim channeling 2 months ago, they said they were the ones that produced the word. Yeah. Yeah.
So they were the ones who produced sound.
Pardon? Yeah.
They were the ones who produced sound.
Right.
Interesting.
But they could be false prophets. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hear
you know who the Jamie, do you know who the Elohim is?
The who?
The Elohim.
You
oh,
know
who is
him.
That? Who's the
Elohim?
Who's
Elohim?
The Elohim?
The Elohim.
Elohim. The Yellow Him?
The Yellow
Him? The Yellow Him.
No, who is that?
People are going to go, what are we talking about? The Elohim, it's another name for God, and it's a collection of just the God energy, and some would say that it's a collection of beings that were the creators, the Elohim.
Okay.
God energy, yeah, just God energy.
It's in the Bible.
Is that right, Kathy? Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's a creator being.
There we go.
Yeah, and so they're close to Earth right now. Or they're sending a lot of messages right now because of 2012. They're all over the place, and I hear a lot of their messages. They make me laugh. I mean, honest to God, they say you have to laugh for 5 minutes every time I hear a message.
It's keeping everything light, literally light and light. So that's good. That's all good. So. And that's part of why we're all here, to have fun and to laugh and to enjoy. And time for to have our dessert crepes, because now that we've like slammed down that breakfast, dinner crepes are ready for some dessert, man.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, Robin, after listening to that breakfast segment, I think I'll have grapes and cheese.
Wasn't there a couple of fast food breakfast substances that were out of control as well on the calorie scale. Not recently, but I remember like Burger King had some sort of enormous double breakfast sandwich, and then Carl's Jr. came out with something, but it was just off the scale, and they were advertised.
Yeah, and they were challenged to take those off the menu because of it was a heart attack waiting to happen.
Right, and now that all the restaurants or fast food places have to have the information there printed too.
Yeah, right. Like that.
Well, I know that they have a special crepe that has a creme brulee and fresh strawberries in it.
Mm.
Yeah, and here's another one. Pois belle Helene, pear, chocolate, toasted almonds, and frangelico in a crepe with French vanilla ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, okay. We don't even care about the calories. We're just like, bring it.
Really? Okay, so
just enjoy it. Bring it on.
Flambéed, Montromencia, cherries, and brandy in a crepe with French vanilla ice cream.
Ooh, there you go. Who knew a crepe could be so good? There you go.
They're telling
me. Do you do the crepe very often?
No,
make a
I don't
habit
think
of
so.
It? Okay, this is more like a treat, right?
It's a treat, yeah. You don't go like on a regular basis. It's like once in a while, just
I know,
to be different and to really enjoy it.
Right in the convention area, there's a little storefront with the crepe place. It's been there for quite a while. It's been very popular.
Yeah, this one's very popular too. It's actually quite unique inside, also.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Hey, I'll tell you what my excitement, the last time I was there, I had big excitement. It was a sunny day, and my friend and I ate outside on the sidewalk, you know, on the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
I luckily had found a place to park right in front of the place. So we were sitting outside enjoying our dessert, and yum, 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 eating our ice cream. And she goes, look, there's a parking meter man right at my car because I'd only had an hour and a half of money in the meter and it had been 2 hours. So I ran outside and I go, oh, I'm right here. I can put money in. I'm right here. Look, I can put money in. He goes, yeah, as long as I haven't written it yet and I can't see a thing. I can't see a thing. He let me put money in. That was so nice.
Oh, what a nice guy. Isn't
yeah.
that nice? He's like the meter Santa.
Yeah, he was. That's the way I felt. It was meter Santa.
Thanks, meter Santa. I know, huh? You're like, yeah. Because that probably would have been, what, at least a $300 ticket, the way they're charging for stuff nowadays.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Have to.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Anything they can do for making revenue here, you know? It's amazing.
Hey, I wanted to add something here. I just came across something and I had forgotten that I got it, and I wanted to share it. The University of California, Irvine has regular speakers come in, and they talk about the mind. And
really? That sounds cool.
Oh, it's very awesome. I love to attend them. And when I lived in Orange County, I would go whenever I got the notice. But with me not living up there anymore, it's been kind of touch and go as to when I'm available and when they have them. And I checked with them the other day, and you can go online for no charge, and they say that most of the lectures are videotaped and available online.
Oh, very nice.
And, yeah, and so it's https://sandstorm.bio.uci.edu/users, that's plural, and then /bioevents.
Okay, cool.
So
can you forward that to me, and then we'll go ahead and have that on the website. So if anybody's interested, they can just go to the website and be able to get that address and have it where they can save the link.
Yeah,
and be able to have access to stuff.
Last time I went and got to listen, they were talking about having the brain. They had a computer hooked up to the brain of a rat.
Mm-hmm.
And they could direct it like a little motorized, you know, those little cars little radio control cars, and they can use them for search and rescue in buildings that have collapsed.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had a number of different things that it's really fascinating. I mean, and then they started talking about the ethical aspects of it, you know, and how they're having to not put the cart before the horse, because there are a lot of times where things like this get out of control. So it was really quite fascinating, and they were addressing both sides of it. So it's really great.
Well, can you imagine this swarm of rats that come into a fire situation and carry somebody out? That's kind of a weird
They can let people know. They can let the rescuers know. And they had other things that were a little bit stranger. That's one that was really productive. they also were giving examples of, like, the first human being that was paralyzed. And they were tapping, with his permission, they were tapping into his brain. And I don't remember if they were, I think he typed a book. I think he recently passed away. And I think that he wrote a book via eye blinks that were connected to the computer.
I think the guy who passed away developed that. Is that who just passed away?
No, I think it was the guy who was hooked up that wrote the book.
I read something about somebody that actually was some not a scientist, but who had had something company and how he had came up with that kind of being able to use eye movement to communicate.
Well, I think they were doing that with Stephen Hawking, too, right? Stephen Hawking had that capability with a lot of the stuff that he was doing as well.
Right, right.
Between his voice box they had, and then I think they were doing that with his eyes, too. He could control stuff with his eyes, so.
I'll have to get a little more research on that.
Well, since we're talking about rats and all that, you know, I had found out that I had found out that in Las Vegas, it's truly interesting that I didn't know that in Las Vegas the churches accept gambling chips, and that it may come to your surprise that you're not living in Las Vegas, but there are more Catholic churches than casinos in Las Vegas. Huh. Did you guys know that?
Mm.
And surprisingly, some of the worshipers on Sunday morning will give casino chips rather than cash when the basket gets passed around.
Uh-huh.
And since the chips,
I can see why.
Exactly. You know, you're lucky one night before, and you know you've been drinking, and you need to come in. All you got to do basically have your chips. And they said that since they have the chips from so many different casinos, the church has devised a method for collecting the offerings. The church sends them also collection chips to a nearby Franciscan monastery for the sorting, and then the chips are taken to the casinos for the origin to be cashed in. And she said, this is all done by chipmunks. basically.
You
got these chimpanzees that are, working in the Franciscan monasteries, providing us all the casino chips. I had a friend send me to that, and there's this monkey, and he's laughing at the bottom of it. Says, gotcha. Now you know. Well, you didn't even see that one coming, did you? So it's a very cute.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah. It was a very cute joke. So there you go. I'll forward that to you guys. You can pass it on to make somebody else like, taka.
You know, and then you could add to the end of that, just based on what Jamie just said, you could add to the end of that,
Yeah, exactly. I've been waiting a couple of weeks to use that one on you guys. I think, they're talking about rats. I'm going to put that one in now. Okay. And it's just called Las Vegas, so you know when you get it, it's Las Vegas. So that's what that's about. So that's pretty funny. If anybody else wants to jump joke, let me know about that one. Okay, that was pretty good. Got you guys good on that one. So I am really excited. Starting tomorrow night here in Riverside over at Fit for Life, which is part of the Pena Chiropractic Center, I will be teaching a series called Mindfulness on the Mat.
and it's going to be a yoga class that's based in the power of breath and the power of body connection. So it's been over 20 years of my personal experiences between meditation and yoga practice, and I'm looking really forward to that. So I thought I would just kind of put a little plug in there and let you guys know that's something new I'll be doing on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. So I'm excited about that. Hopefully next week I'll have a share about that. Huh?
Celebrate! Congratulations!
Yeah, and it was cute because I just went to her open house because she's doing yoga classes, and I started talking to her about yoga and mindfulness and body scanning, connecting to the body, and all that. And she looked at me and she goes, do you want to teach a class?" And I went, "Oh, okay. I could teach a class." So
you'll be
cool.
A good teacher.
Well, thank you. We'll see how it turns out, but I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, it's all about being fun and connecting and just getting to get people together to come from their heart spaces and learn how to deal with stress in a very mindful way to where we can be healthier and happier. That's what it's all about. So that's cool. And
it's an excellent midweek time frame.
Say it again?
It's an excellent midweek time frame.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I was actually kind of hoping that the class would be a little later because I always think it's nice to have it a little bit later. That way people are kind of relaxed. They've already had dinner, and then they can kind of relax. And as soon as they get done with the class, they can just kind of go home and relax and go to bed. You usually have a good night's sleep when you do a practice like that before you go to sleep. So kind of teaches people to look forward to doing something like that for themselves. So that's all good. So have any of you guys seen any really good movies lately?
I liked the movie that we saw last week.
Which was
Despicable Me.
Me.
I liked that. I haven't seen anything.
Uh-huh. Have you seen that, Jamie?
Yes, we went to the theater, in fact, and it wasn't, that was my little story about, it wasn't good on that day.
Say it again, you broke up. Are you there? Did we lose him? I think
we lost him.
I think we lost him. Yeah, yeah. But in honor, Kathy had her birthday last Sunday. Not this Sunday, but last Sunday. Happy birthday to you. I wonder if I get my birthday beer to sing. Hold on a second. Here, let's see.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, see, he's tired. He's still tired. Got to put new batteries in him. Oh, poor bear. Anyway, so Kathy likes my animated bear so much she went and got us one for herself. So there we go. We're gonna have a collection of birthday bears. Hey, that would be great. Next year we can bring all the bears together. I'm sick in unison. Wouldn't that be awesome? That would be fun.
Yeah. Okay, Jamie.
Yeah.
We could make them off unison.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
there we go.
That is
going to be better.
Okay, you go. Oh, I should have brought it. I had my network meeting today, and one of our, the guy who spoke was from Aflac. His name's Leo. And I got one of those little Aflac ducks.
Oh, no.
Great.
When you squeeze the back of his tail, and he goes, Aflac, Aflac. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that you just look at, you can't help but laugh. You can't help but just smile when you hear it because it's just so cute. So there you go. It's one of those things that just, you know, you're kind of having an off day. You know, you basically squeeze your duck. It's good.
There you go. So, Jamie,
yeah.
What were you saying about going to the movies?
Yes, I did see Despicable Me, and it was very good. The only thing is, like, when we got there, I had a little sticker shock because it wasn't a matinee and it was 3D. So the guy goes, $28. I go,
yeah,
$28.
Yeah.
So forget the popcorn on that one.
And it was like, no, that was just to get in. So it was like, he's like, well, it's not a matinee and it's in 3D. And I was just like, rah, 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 give me that matinee. So anyway, it was very good,
exactly.
Though. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yes, it was good.
Yeah, well, the main character, he has a scene where whenever he figures something out and he's going to move it to the next level, he goes, light bulb. So we've been kind of using that ever since we went to the movies. We're all looking at the love, and I go, light bulb. Okay, idea here, light bulb. That's very funny. It's very cute, yeah. So if you get a chance to use it, it's really good. I think it's a good overall story for both, you know, parents and kids. So it's good. I enjoy movies like the Light Bulb. Yep, there we go. So whenever we get these ideas, we'll know what's going on with it. I went to the matinee, paid my $6.
I like to, that's like, instead of going to church in the, on Sunday mornings, I go to the matinee. And, but we could have gone to the other one for $9, but I figured, hey, we can go 2D, we didn't have to do 3D. We went to go see the Elves of Gaul, and that.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, when it comes to the level of computer animation, these guys didn't hold anything back, I'm telling you, and just the study of the owls and the way they fly and the landscapes, and it's just beautiful. The whole movie was just very, very beautiful. It is a little dark because it's kind of like the Lords of the Rings with an owl version to it. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's some darkness to it with the, what they deal with the story, and it's a pretty old story, but
what's the name of it again?
The Owls of Gaul.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's called something of the Guardians, Legend of the Guardians, and it's called
Legends
the Owls
of the Guardians.
Yeah, Legend of the Guardians.
Yeah, Legend
That's
of the Guardians. Mm-hmm. And the Owls of Gaul, yeah. But it's really neat because they must have 6 or 7 different, breeds of the owls there. And so you've got different owls interacting with each other, and one of the other characters is a snake, and snake and owls usually are arch enemies, and they're actually there's a snake character that's in the movie that she's one of the sidekicks, which is interesting. So, but I really highly recommend it. It was very, very good, very, very good. So there's scenes in there where the main character, he's learning how to fly, and he goes to find the guardians, and he's taught how to fly in the rain. And when he's flying in the rain, there's this area in front of him where it's like this swirl of weather in front of him that looks like this big vortex. And this older owl is teaching him to go through that vortex. He said, just fly into it and trust your instincts. And so it's really cool to see that whole thing about being able to go past through the eye of a storm kind of a thing. So it was really good. That was one part that really stuck out in my mind. It was really done very well. So just a really cool movie. Very, very enjoyable. So there you go. So we're down to our last 3 minutes, guys. Anybody have a wonderful after-dinner mint? I can grab something here, and we can do our after-dinner mint. How about that? Let's see. Pick something good here. I got a book on the Harper Book of Quotations. So I'm like, got all these good little places I can look up for stuff now, which is exciting. So that's good. Okay, let's look under enjoyment and pleasure. Why not? That sounds like a good look category. It says, a person buying ordinary products in a supermarket is in touch with the deepest emotions. What do you think of that one? I think it's the fact that they're the ordinary products, the most basic of things. They're in touch with their deepest emotions because it's so basic. There you go. You guys love that one, huh?
It's very deep.
Not so much. Okay. Okay. I got another one for you. We'll get another one here. It's all good. So let's see. Okay, this one. The only way of finding the limits of the possible is by going beyond them into the impossible. Here we go. That's better.
Well, that's a way to find limits.
That's right. My preferences, you know, things I like and don't like, what's happening now and moving past that. So that's all good. So, and just recognizing that when I have senses of fear, it's actually my spirit calling me to just be able to stretch that a little bit further, knowing that I'm ready to change and expand myself. And if I can move past that fear, it's knowing that there's something bigger and better on the other side of myself being ready to grow. So that's all good. Mm-hmm. So... Well, as always, I always enjoy our time together. You guys are awesome. Thanks for sharing these crepes with me. It's been delicious, and the conversation has been very delicious as well, so I thank you all for coming. And we really don't have any doggy bags because we just, like, ate everything. Isn't that cool? We just really enjoyed it, so that's good. So thanks, you guys, for joining me, and look forward to next week, see what kind of things that we learned. So that's all good, too. So thanks for coming. Drive safely, and we'll talk to you next week when we all get together again at the Transformation Cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand. or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.